Hello, you're watching South Connect. This segment brings all the latest news and updates from the states of South. Let's go first to Andhra Pradesh. Jan Sena Chief Pawan Kalyan advocated for a second national capital in South India and said that the time had come for southern parties to speak in one voice. Speaking to reporters in Chennai, Pawan Kalyan said that he wanted the southern states to play a decisive role within the system, to which he added that it is high time the political parties in the south stood up together and end the hegemony enjoyed by Uttar Pradesh and Bihar in national politics. Now let's move on to Telangana. IT Minister K.T. Rama Rao on Wednesday said that the reign of the Bharatiya Janata Party in Hyderabad would end come December 11th. The senior Telangana Rashtriya Samiti leader was speaking after flagging off the party's campaign in Ambarpet, which is a BJP stronghold where G. Krishna Reddy is seeking a re-election for his third consecutive term. Now let's move on to Karnataka. The BJP in Karnataka took to the street on Wednesday in support of the section of sugarcane farmers protesting against the state government this week. Senior BJP leader, including leader of opposition B.S. Yedurappa, Kumaraswamy, was also criticized for appearing to dismiss the concerns of the protesters after he described the protesters as goons and claimed that they were not sugarcane farmers. He also claimed that the opposition BJP was organizing the protest in the name of sugarcane farmers. Now let's move on to Kerala. The Kerala government on Wednesday will be lifting restrictions imposed on Sabarimala and its surrounding areas after the Kerala High Court questioned the government about its reasons for imposing them. Private vehicles were banned beyond Nillakal and people have also been blocked from climbing the temple post 9 p.m. as bus services were not allowed after 8:30 p.m. The government has now lifted all the restrictions and on Thursday it will be made clear if prohibitory orders will be lifted too. Now let's move on to Tamil Nadu. Chennai District Collector has announced holiday for schools and colleges in Chennai District on Thursday, that is on November 22nd, following prediction of heavy rains in the district. Holiday has been declared for educational institutions. That's all for today in South Connect. For more news updates, log on to www.hwnews.in.
If you like this video, please share it and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.